the fact that it's never too late to transform your life. It's never too late to make a massive change, and taking action today is always going to be your best option.
My name is Leigh Farnison. My brother Anders and I are on a mission to help 1 million vegans get into the best shape of their lives. We firmly believe that the more healthy and fit vegans there are in the world, the faster veganism will spread. Let's work together to inspire change, spread compassion, and challenge the status quo. Welcome to the Vegan Gym Podcast.
So for today's episode, I'm joined by Jake, our team's creative director. And how are you doing on this early morning?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you. It's good to be back on the podcast. Not gonna lie, I'm feeling a little bit tired. We've been crushing some content this week, but it's been really fun and we have some really exciting stuff coming. So
yeah, we've really been pushing ourselves in a kind of a different direction for this next batch of content. And if you hear anything in the background, it's just we've got cats around us and I don't know what they're doing right now, but it sounds pretty loud.
They're scratching.
You probably can't even hear it on the episode, but
probably not, but they're doing the loudest possible thing they can.
Yeah. So anyways, we're pushing ourselves in a much different direction and really just getting out of our comfort zone to record some content that I think people will really enjoy. Anyways, you can be sure to check us out on YouTube. That's where most of this is going to be going. So you can check out some new content over these coming months. There's going to be a little bit of a delay as we go through the editing process and stuff. But yeah, it's been cool to head in a different direction and challenge ourselves in a new way. So looking forward to sharing that with all of you. So today we want to talk about kind of taking the fact that it's never too late to transform your life. It's never too late to make a massive change. And taking action today is always going to be your best option.
Yeah.
So why don't you share a little bit about when you hit that kind of turning point in your life when it came to health and fitness?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, it really came when I went to college. So I'm actually a college dropout. I didn't finish college, but I went to school when I was 18. And of course, that's a time of life when a lot of people are really, you know, you could say finding themselves, really exploring and trying to figure out what kind of life they want to have and who they are as a person. And for me growing up, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I was kind of a chubby kid. I got made fun of here and there. I didn't always feel like I quite fit in. I feel like I really had to try. And so going into college, I took that mindset with me and I ended up kind of hating the experience. And so I would stay in my room and I would play video games. I would eat really bad food and I ended up gaining a lot of weight. So for me, the turning point was really just looking in the mirror and seeing this person that I didn't even know and realizing that I had really let myself go. And at that moment, I made the decision to really take back control of my life, start to exercise, start to eat healthier, and lose the weight. And at that time, I did it in a really unhealthy way, unsustainable way. But for the first time, I proved to myself that I could do it and I could change myself. And so that's why I love this topic today, because it really almost talks about the idea of resiliency, which is one of my favorite words. And that's the ability to bend without breaking and come back to an original state. So for humans, that means that no matter what happens, whatever challenges, whatever adversity comes in your life, you have the ability to get back to the ideal version of yourself. And so once I lost that weight after college, throughout the years, there's been many ups and downs and yo-yoing and times that I gained the weight back. But still, no matter what, even if I got back to that worst state that I was, which I have before, I still knew that I could get back to my ideal self, lose the weight, have my ideal physique. And that's where I am today. I've gone through that process multiple times. And the beautiful thing is that over that journey, over that learning process, I've learned how to do it the right way and to do it sustainably. So that means that because I didn't give up, because I knew that it's never too late to continue to start again, I have now given myself my dream body, my dream life, and doing it in the most sustainable way possible.
Yeah, I love the idea of resiliency. I love that word. And it means something very similar to me, just this fact that whatever comes my way, I can handle and I'll take it in stride. We were actually just talking about this in the car yesterday as we were coming back from the last thing that we shot. My car has been having some serious issues recently, and it's some serious transmission issues. And I brought it into the shop twice, and anyways, we don't need to get into the details, but it when we finished recording our last thing yesterday, we were driving back to our house, and wow, I probably heard that. I don't know. Cats are going crazy right now.
Yeah, the cats are, this is
they are looking for some attention on the podcast.
Yes, they are.
So anyways, we're driving back from this shoot, and my car wouldn't get out first gear. It was just stuck in first gear, and I decided to keep it around like 5,000 to 6,000 RPM, and we were just going like 15 miles an hour on our way back, and I had my four ways flashing the whole way. Anyways, Jake was like, sorry, man, it kind of sucks that this happened to your car. And yeah, it does suck. But I had just been listening to David Goggins' new book earlier that day, and he was talking about the term Roger That. And he said most people hear the words Roger That and they think it's just an acknowledgement of a command. And so, hey, go do this, Roger That. But he said it's a lot more than that. It's a declaration that I am going to push myself through this. I am going to do whatever I need to overcome this obstacle or this task, and I'm going to do it to the very best of my ability. And anyways, he was talking about this phrase through the context of getting a serious physical injury to his leg, not being able to run when he had an ultra marathon 4 months away on his calendar, and he was not willing to drop out of this race. So when he got his diagnosis for his knee and all the experts said, hey, you are totally 100% screwed and you couldn't even think about walking this race, let alone run it. He's just like, Roger That. And then he just gets to work and he gets it done. So I love this mentality of resiliency and just like whatever comes my way, I'm just going to figure it out. And it is what it is. And everything is figure outable, to steal a phrase from Marie Forleo. So I just love that mindset of, you know what? This is where I'm at. This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm facing. I'm just going to freaking figure it out and get through this. Because that's the only path forward.
100%. And over the last week, not to give too much away because, you know, we got some really cool stuff in the works, but we were doing a really, really cool project with an individual, and they are starting from a really hard point where most people would just say, well, this is just my life now. I'm just going to accept it. But this person did exactly what you said. They gave that Roger That mentality, and they knew that even though I am starting with all the cards stacked against me, I am going to figure it out. And this individual impressed us multiple times throughout the time we were filming with them, not only in, you know, taking effort to take back their health and their life and really turn things around, but they did it with an attitude that said, even though I am at a point where this is going to be the hardest thing I have ever done, I will do whatever it takes to make it happen. And that's the mentality that people need to have. It is never too late. You can always start, but you have to have that attitude of not thinking that it's over for you.
That's really important. And also, so understanding that it's never done until you either die or give up.
Yeah.
Like those are the only two ways where you would cease to continue making forward progress or cease to have the opportunity to continue making forward progress. And that's whenever I face a difficult obstacle or have a difficult day, it's just like the only mindset I have ever found to be beneficial is Roger that. It's just, okay, this is where I'm at. Yeah, it sucks. I don't want to be here, but I have the power to change this and I need to change it now or else this is obviously just going to get worse. And I think if you have the mentality that if you tell yourself, okay, this is where I'm at and this kind of sucks and there's no point to changing anything, well, you're just going to keep getting what you've been getting unless you change. And that is not an acceptable outcome for me. And I am not willing to allow that to happen. So we can go in a little bit more detail about this guy. We launched a vegan transformation project where we're taking somebody from consuming animal products and totally transforming their diet and putting them on a whole food plant-based diet. And we are tracking the changes that occur with a person's body composition, with various blood metrics, with their fitness level. So we're tracking a holistic picture of this person's health and fitness before and after going vegan. So it's a really cool opportunity to, one, see the power of veganism, but also capture a really inspirational transformation. And this guy has a young family. He has two young kids. One is three. The other is
6 months, one. Maybe. Yeah. One.
Something like that. And he is a Army veteran, and he used to be in really good shape. And he's kind of let himself go. He's prioritized other things. He's prioritized work, his family, and he has not put himself first for many years. And he's, over these past few years, he's been trying different diets or cleanses, and he's kind of done some things here and there, but he hasn't fully committed to that transformation until this point. And I think people, and as Jake said, he's at his lowest point in terms of his health and fitness. He's in a difficult spot. He started around 400 pounds and he has gained 200 pounds in the last 7 years. So he is at a radically different point in his health and fitness. And I heard him talk about almost feeling like, what's the point? Or this is where I'm at. This is my new body. And I just need to learn to live with that. He kind of has had those thoughts. And obviously he wants to make a change, but he hasn't really made that a priority until now. And he is seeing that spark of, this is possible for me and I need to make just a massive commitment to this transformation and then I can make this happen for me. And I think that's just a really powerful mindset. He actually referenced David Goggins, so I'm going to have him read this new book, and I specifically want him to just, I think he knows his journey, but just hear it in a little bit more detail. I don't think he's read his books. But anyways, it's just really powerful to make that transformation mentally. Because once you commit to it mentally, your body will follow. What your mind decides, your body will follow. And that's been really powerful at every turning point for me too, as I've gone through my health and fitness journey. And there have been so many times when I didn't think that it was possible for me. When I started working out in the gym, I was super self-conscious. I wanted to stop going after a few days because I just did not feel comfortable in that space. Everyone was stronger. Everyone was bigger. I looked in the mirror, did not see what I wanted. And it's so easy to think, what's the point? It's so easy. And if you latch onto that, then nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah. And what's crazy is that the person I am today was made from the decisions that I made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, right? So this is something
really cool to think about.
It really is. And I'm getting the chills thinking about it because I want to thank that person. Thank you to me 5 years ago for making the decisions that you did, the hard decisions, the uncomfortable decisions, for not giving up, for not saying what's the point, for still taking action, because those compound and those build up over time and they shape and mold and form you in the person that you can be. But you have to continue showing up. When you say, what's the point, and you take no action, you're going to continue to be that person and you're going to continue to think, what's the point, because you haven't done any of the work to become that person. So I think that a lot of people have this mentality. It's like, think about if you're going on a trip and you forget something. And maybe if you're 5 minutes down the road, you're like, oh, okay, I can go back and grab it, right? No big deal. 20 minutes, it's really like, oh, do I really need that? Like, if you're an hour into a trip and you forget something, you're going to be thinking, what's the point? So for people in their health and fitness journey, they feel like the farther they get away from that thing, from that ideal version of themselves, they don't think it's realistic to get back to it. They don't think that it's worth it because they're so far away. But in reality, you're never too far away. It's never too late to start. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you're starting from. There's so many examples throughout history of people building companies when they're 60 years old, of becoming a marathoner when they turn 80, right? So it's like, you have to start with the mindset of just first believing that it is still worth it. If you truly want to feel better, if you truly want to become a better person, you can do it. But you must believe it first. You have to believe that it's worth it. It is worth it. It's going to be hard because, yes, the further that you get away, the more of a challenge and a journey it's going to be to get back. But it doesn't mean that you can't turn around and do it. It just means that it's going to take time.
Yeah, that's a powerful way of viewing this. I love the idea of giving yourself gratitude for giving your past self gratitude for pushing you in any kind of positive directions that your life has taken. So I think that's a powerful mindset to maintain. And you referenced a year ago, 5 years ago. It could also be yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, thank you to the person. Thank you to me yesterday who decided to take the first step. Thank you to me yesterday who decided to sign up for a gym membership. Thank you to me yesterday who decided to get rid of the junk food and only buy healthy groceries when I went shopping. I think that is powerful. Giving yourself acknowledgement that, yeah, I'm not where I want to be, but I am now on the right path. And to run with your example, I might be 20 hours away from home, but I turned the car around. I did a U-turn and I did the first mile on the way back. And that is where you need to be. That's how you need to be thinking. This guy, Trayshawn, who we picked for this meat to vegan transformation project, the first episode in, I guess, what we hope to be a series, assuming that this all works out as expected, which it definitely should. We've got Trayshawn, and one of the things, I don't want to give too much away, but we were doing this fitness challenge, and one of the parts that we were doing was this run. And we were doing a run, a jog slash walk for 2 miles. And after we got past the halfway point, I could tell Trayshawn was getting in his head a little bit about doing another mile after we had just done one. And I introduced this concept of one bite, one rep. And it's simply this idea that you might have 200 in his situation, he has 200 pounds to lose. That's a lot. You got 200 pounds to lose. Half of his current body weight is what he needs to lose to get to a healthy weight. That can be a little daunting when you are just turning that car around. That's a, oh man, I've got 20 hours in the car to get back home. It's daunting to think in those big numbers. So I said to him, hey, every step we're taking here gets you closer to your goals. Every bite of healthy food that you choose to put in your mouth gets you closer to your goals. Every rep that you put in the gym gets you one step closer to your goals. So when you break down a large goal, when you break down something that seems daunting, if you break that down into smaller pieces and just say, hey, one bite, one rep, that can really start shifting your perspective. And you say, hey, I might have a long road here, but I need to do the first step. I just need to take that first step. And then maybe pairing that with what you were talking about, just giving your previous self gratitude. Hey, thank you to me yesterday for taking step one. And then you just build on that. Then it's a week. Thank you to my previous self over this last week for making this decision, heading in a positive direction. And then when you back that with some accountability and support, whether that's with your friends, family, a coach, a community, when you back that with support, accountability, people in your corner cheering you on, and you maintain that mindset of, I'm just taking one step at a time. That's how I, as another example of how I've applied that to my life, whenever I've done long races, it's just like, okay, I did another mile. I might have 25 more to go, but I did a mile, and just maintain that mentality. And then sometimes if I hit a wall, mile 17 or whatever, then it's just one step. I took one step.
Yeah.
Then I took another, and then I got over that hill, and now I see another person. I'm going to get to them. So it's just breaking these larger goals down and just attacking your goals in that way.
I think if you view this one bite, one rep as little investments that you're making into yourself, a good investment is not equal return. It should be greater return than what you put in. So if you think about the effort that you need to put in one bite, one rep right now, it still seems like a lot. It still seems like these investments are something that really require a lot of effort. But if you think about what you're getting for the rest of your life, Trayshawn is a young guy. He has another 50 years to live. And while this next, you know, few months, year, however long it takes him to get back to his ultimate self takes, it is so little in comparison to the return that he can get from his investments that he makes today. So I don't care who you are or where you're starting from. If you start to invest now, the return you get will continue to compound, and it's going to get greater, and it is going to lead to ultimately way many more years of satisfaction, of gratitude, of self-fulfillment, of you being proud of yourself because you made those smaller investments from the person that you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
I love the concept of compounding. In school, I studied finance and engineering, and I was fascinated with lots of financial concepts. One of them was compounding, and I think it is arguably the most powerful principle within the world of money and finance. And exactly what Jake was just saying, your efforts compound over time, and that compounding effect starts to snowball. So then the extra kind of benefit, the extra return that you're generating from making positive choices, that starts, that momentum starts building on itself. And that's when you can create really incredible transformations over the course of months and years. And that's just another reason I'm such a big proponent of focusing on momentum and just building momentum. And you don't need to be doing everything right. You don't need to have all the answers. You just need to be making forward progress and building momentum and focusing on making sure that you are building that momentum and heading in the right direction.
Yeah, you just got to start. Honestly, that's the biggest thing as well, is just getting started. There's still many times, actually, I'm curious to hear your opinion on this. I will not want to go to the gym some days naturally, right? I think at this point in my journey, I do like working out, and I enjoy the feeling of, for me personally, lifting weights. But there are still days when I know I need to get it done, and I'm sitting in the parking lot of the gym, and man, I sit in my car for 15 minutes because I just have to mentally prepare myself to go in because I'm tired. I don't want to do it. But as soon as I get into the gym and I start, those days end up being my best workouts. I don't know why, but it shows you the power of just showing up. And so if you can just build that momentum, if you can get from that dead stop to just starting to move a little bit, it's going to become so much easier. I mean, that is just the massive hill to climb, is that initial, oh, I actually just need to do it. And I think what most people would find, you know, myself included, is that it does get easier once you get started. I'm not saying it's still not going to require effort, but it's not this impassable thing that you can't get through, right? It's just something that is going to build.
Yeah, I think those workouts are the workouts that you don't want to do become the best workouts because you are conquering that thing that's holding you back. You're conquering those. You're saying, hey, didn't want to do it, got it done. That's a massive win. Anybody can do it when they want to do it. Anyone can do it when the sun's shining, when all the stars are aligned, and it's they've got their friends around them to work out or whatever. Anyone can do it when it's easy. It's the people, but it's not always going to be easy. And in fact, most of the time, it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows. So it's the people who get results over the long term are the people who are able to show up on the days that they don't want to, and they just say, Roger that. And that's the mindset that they bring into their workouts. I've very openly shared on this podcast that most of my workouts, I don't really want to do. I don't know why. I just have never really overcome this kind of mindset. But once I get into the gym, I can get it done. And it usually, maybe not usually, but during those workouts, usually it requires that I kind of go through the motions for my warmups, kind of going through the motions. We talk about the 10-minute commitment, just getting in there and committing to doing 10 minutes. And just that's because you start getting into it mentally. You start kind of getting the rust off and starting to generate some forward momentum. So anyways, yeah, I feel that often going into the gym, not wanting to get it done, but just saying, you know what? I want to be here. My goals require that I spend time here. And I was just on Chef AJ's channel, 2 days ago, I guess. And we were talking about, she asked me what kinds of fitness are best for you to focus on to get results. And I said, whatever kind of fitness you enjoy doing is what you should be focusing on. For me, there are lots of other things that I enjoy more than going to the gym, but for me personally, I am looking to get a specific physique result. So I focus more of my efforts on going to the gym. And anyways, I experience that often, not wanting to go to the gym or getting to the gym, just being like, oh, I need to train legs, totally not feeling it, just kind of going through the motions. And I haven't, especially now, I haven't hit a PR in like basically any kind of PR in over a year. Like it's not that kind of season for me right now. And that can be a little demotivating, but I guess I'm also trying to come to terms with the fact that eventually I will peak and there will be no more PRs. I don't think I've gotten to that point yet. I'm in a little bit of a slower season, but I guess we're getting a little off topic. But
I think the point is, though, is that even though you may not be at your ideal, you are maintaining, and it's still probably a lot easier for you to maintain now and have the physique that you want than it was, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, because now you've built your identity around being a healthy and fit person and you've made those previous investments. So the effort required now, I would argue, is not as great as when you're first starting. So again, circling back to the momentum, again, not that it doesn't require effort, it does, but it's a lot easier, just even like your mentality, like just getting it done. I feel like, at least for myself personally, it's so much easier to make that decision now than it was when I first started. The amount of effort it required to get up and go to the gym and eat healthy. Now, yes, it's still a conscious decision I have to make, but it's so much easier to tap into it because I am kind of like, you know, I'm kind of like a fat kid at heart. I like I said, I grew up chubby. If it was up to me, well, I shouldn't say that because it is up to me. If I really wanted to just let go, I would just eat junk food and watch Netflix all day. And yeah, I would feel good in the moment, but I've built my identity now around being this healthy and fit person. And so I'm able to overcome those impulses. And so it is easier. So again, it just comes back to making those investments. So maybe you're not, you know, exactly hitting PRs or things like that. Oh, we got the cat food going again. So maybe you're not hitting PRs and things like that, but at the same time, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like it's easier for you to maintain the physique that you have and kind of living a healthy lifestyle.
Oh, definitely. It's pretty easy to maintain where I'm at now. And that's a cool thing. It also, I guess, I really want to push to a new level, specifically with my strength. And I actually recently got a coach to loop together a previous thing that I mentioned on the podcast. I recently got a coach, and that's what I'm trying to do to kind of get out of this little bit of a rut. Like, I'm still going to the gym, I'm doing most of my workouts, but kind of going through the motions. And just because you go to the gym or go do your workouts, I use the gym just as like a overarching term for working out. So whatever kind of workouts you're doing, going to the gym, doing a workout, whatever it is, I feel like I've kind of been stuck in a little bit of a rut. So getting a coach, figuring, this is another good point, I guess, figuring out how to get out of a rut if you do face that. And sometimes maybe your rut is I'm not working out at all. I'm not eating anything that is aligned with my health and fitness goals. So getting out of that rut, if you continue to do that, obviously, as Einstein says, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Okay, if I'm going months and months or years and years and I'm continuing to get the same results that I've been getting, then obviously I need to change something or I'm going to continue heading down this path. And that can apply whether you're kind of doing it, but going through the motions. And my nutrition has really, that's pretty easy for me to be totally on top of. Fitness stuff is different. But for me to be doing, for me to get out of that fitness rut, I decide, okay, well, I need to do something. Next thing is hiring a coach. And then I'll probably end up signing up for some kind of competition at some point, because that's another great way to get out of a rut. Anyways, it could also be you want to get out of a rut of not doing anything with your health and fitness and you want to change. Awesome. Same kind of principle applies.
Yeah. I think the point being is that you can start today, and that's going to look different for different people. Maybe it's getting up off of the couch. Maybe it's eating one healthy meal, or maybe it's training for your next triathlon. Whatever it is, if you're wanting to get to the next level, and next level doesn't mean anything crazy like, oh, I want to be David Goggins or an ultra athlete. The next level for you could just be, hey, I want to feel good in my body. I don't want to be out of breath when I walk up the stairs. I want to be able to play with my kids and have energy for them. Or maybe that next level for you is, hey, I've been doing the same thing for 10 years in my fitness, and I want to prove to myself, you know, what vegans can do and go for that triathlon or go for that marathon or whatever it is. So wherever you are starting from, it's never too late to become better and to level up.
Cool. All right, that's going to be a wrap. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and be sure to check out our YouTube channel. We're going to be putting lots of really awesome content, some of the stuff that we've been talking about today. So you can just search for The Vegan Gym on YouTube to see all that. So thank you so much for listening. Hope we brought you some value today, and we'll catch you on the next episode. See ya.
To get access to some of our best content for free, head over to thevegangym.com. We've got tons of articles and guides to help you burn stubborn body fat, build lean muscle, and supercharge your health. You can even use our vegan nutrition calculator for free to figure out how much protein, calories, and micronutrients your body needs. Get started right now at thevegangym.com.